This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. For more than a year, officials at the University of Illinois have been creating and polishing up a strategic plan meant to guide the institution for the next decade. But just as it was about to be approved last week, a student spoke up asking for a significant change.
First, I really should say, you know, I really don't like the word diversity, and I don't think we need to diversify.
That's Juwan Hall. He's one of three student representatives elected to the U of I Board of Trustees. He was asking board members to change the way they look at race. To take a little edge off that request, he cited the TV producer behind hits like Grey's Anatomy and Scandal.
I'm going to borrow a word from Shonda Rhimes, and I think we really need to move toward normalizing our institution, because that's really what it's about. Having more African-American students, having more Latino students, that's a normalization of our institution, because historically we haven't given access to those students. I mean, the fact is that Black and Latino students specifically are hurting at the university.
Juwan Hall is Black, as are the other two student reps, Jalen McClinton and Dominique Wilson. They've made a bit of history together because an all-Black slate of student trustees has simply never happened at the University of Illinois before. Hall reminded the board who gets credit for that.
The fact of the matter is students like, you know, myself, Jalen, and Dominique, we're here in spite of the policies that exist at the institution, not as a result of them. And I think that, you know, this plan presents an opportunity for us to make a statement addressing inequity. Historical inequity, it has to be the number one priority at our institution, not only because it's the right thing to do from a social justice perspective, but it's also the right thing to do from an economic perspective. In 15 years, the state of Illinois will be a majority minority state. African Americans and Latinos will make up the majority of the state. And if we don't make ourselves accessible to these students, I mean, what is that going to look like for Illinois' economy in the future?
I'm going to pause here just in case you're wondering how a student mustered the courage to say these things to the doctors, lawyers, and business chiefs who sit on the Board of Trustees. I talked to Hall after the meeting and found out he's not exactly a typical student.
I'm not really a kid. I know I look like super young. I'll actually be 30 on Sunday. I have two children myself. Spent a few years in the Marine Corps prior to coming to school.
Okay, so when you made your speech...
Mm-hmm.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous were you?
Probably like an 11.
Really?
I mean, I was nervous because I didn't really know what I was going to say. But yeah, I mean, it was just like, you know, it needed to be said, and I wanted to make sure, you know, it was said. And I wanted to ensure that, you know, it was said at this meeting because, you know, the strategic plan is such a big thing. I mean, it's going to shape our university over the next 10 years. And so, you know, we can either have 10 years of what we've been doing, or we can look at this next 10 years and say, you know, hey, we're going to take this to another level.
One of the things you mentioned was that you three guys were there despite policies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said we were we made it to where we were in spite of the university's policies.
So what did you mean by that?
There are policies in place that may not, for face value, hinder African-American students from having access and being successful within the institution. But they definitely hinder African-American students.
Can you give me an example?
Well, I think the ACT. ACT is a huge issue, right? I think that's probably like the first barrier for a lot of students. So the ACT test, and, you know, it's a bunch of studies around this. The ACT, it really is more of a reflection of socioeconomic status. It's not really a predictor on how well you're going to do in college. We know from the research that GPA is a much better indicator on student success, college student success. So, I mean, for us, you know, being a research institution, like, that's a policy that we should think about, you know, changing, or maybe there's a policy we should think about implementing around the ACT to ensure that African-American students have access to our universities. I think in Texas, they do like the top 5% or something, or in California, one of them. Well, you know, if you graduate in the top 5% of your class, you're automatically admitted into the state universities.
I think in Texas, it's actually the top 10%.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, and that's outstanding. But, that gets around things like ACT as an issue, right? I think in order for us to really be who we can be, and in order for us to become an institution that reflects society, that we have to be willing to make bold policies similar to that.
Had you spoken up like that at any previous board meetings?
We've never talked about it as candidly as we did today. I can definitely say that. It's been brought up over and over and over again. I mean, it's dominated a lot of conversations, specifically around the strategic plan. So, yeah, I mean, it comes up a lot, but this is probably the first board meeting where it was, you know, put out Front Street like that.
Okay, so let's go back to that board meeting on Front Street. Here's Hall continuing with his speech.
I mean, there's a reason that Black and Latino students need more financial aid. There's a reason that Black and Latino students score lower on the ACT and don't get access to these to our institution. And the fact is, as an institution, we've been complicit in those policies. In order for us to move forward, you know, I think we just need to, again, just like you said, you know, we have to be bold with our initiatives. And I really look forward to the implementation phase because I know, you know, as we talked, that's where a lot of those bold initiatives will come from. But, you know, I really just feel like, you know, this has to be said, you know, in the words of Fannie Lou Hamer, you know, Black folks are sick and tired of being sick and tired. These issues haven't been addressed and this has to be a top priority for the institution. So with that being said, I'd like to make to motion for a friendly amendment to change.
Wait a minute. We need to wait until we get into the roll call.
Yeah.
Board Chairman Edward McMillan, an agribusiness consultant whose resume includes 8 years as CEO of Purina Mills Incorporated, told Hall that the proper time to propose his amendment would come later in the meeting when the board would vote on the plan. And eventually, the big strategic plan was lumped in with 23 other items to be approved in a single voice vote by the board.
In discussion of items 1 through 24.
And at this point, Chairman McMillan apparently did not notice Juwan Hall's raised hand.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. The ayes have it. Thank you very much.
It looked like Hall's big speech had been nothing but a waste of breath.
How nervous were you at that point?
Probably like an 11 again. Maybe 11 and a half, because then that's when it got real.
Very quietly, another board member told McMillan that Hall had tried to make an amendment.
I'm sorry, I think we have an amendment.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I raised my hand. I don't think you saw me. But I wanted to put forth an amendment for the strategic plan.
Well, that's what we just voted on.
That's fine. We discuss later.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, the board can reconsider it.
That's University Legal Counsel Thomas Barrows.
If you wish.
Well, I'm a little bit stunned by the situation, so I'm not quite sure what to do. Does the board want to reconsider the vote we just took?
I'll put forth the motion for the board to reconsider the vote we just took.
Okay, is there a second?
Second, hear what it is.
Yeah.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to, what's the proper term, Tom?
To reconsider item number 5. I take it, trustee, it's
yes, item number 5.
So you reconsider item number 5 of the voice vote agenda.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Here's Board Secretary Susan Keyes reading the exact verbiage of Hall's amendment.
Here it is. Enhance the university system by normalizing the representation of historically underrepresented people.
Throughout the university system.
It's a small change to a big plan, but the students at the University of Illinois in Chicago have re-elected Juwan Hall to serve as their representative for another year, so he can continue his efforts to normalize the university system.
As stated, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The ayes have it.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.